Ian Desmond, one of the baseball players that has said he will not participate in this shortened season for a number of reasons, predominantly his family and health. But in announcing so, he very eloquently spoke about his experience as a biracial player in baseball coming up and in the pros and the many issues that face the MLB. What did you think when you first read that?
Powerful. You know, that was the first thing. It was honest and it was raw. And you see that. You know, more and more players have been having this direct conversation with the fans and with the world. And some of that is, you know, being in the pandemic, players had the platform to, you know, kind of not stick to sports in a way that was helping people cope and expressing ideas and going behind the scenes. And that kind of opened up the door for athletes to continue to engage a little further as we started to face you know, these realities about injustices and our divisions. So he touched on a lot of things, and in some ways baseball has an opportunity here because you're coming back, all eyes are on the game to see how this goes, but they're also trying to recalibrate around their positioning around racial injustice and many other injustices that our society deals with. And so they're, you know, working towards that, and Ian Desmond kind of laid out a manifesto of some things to consider, from education to, you know, to diversity and leadership at the top of the realm of baseball. So, you know, baseball can pay attention to this. And I know MLB has made some strides in terms of diversity with the Selig rule, which mandates a certain making sure candidates are diverse when they're interviewing. And that's been pretty effective, but just not at the highest realm. We're talking about ownership and leadership at the highest level. So they're still have work to do, and Desmond certainly pointed that out.
Doug Glanville is with us. You wrote a beautiful piece for The Undefeated called The Comma Effect on Bias and Black Lives. People can find it on theundefeated.com. One of the things that I feel about baseball from the outside is that because there are so many different countries and cultures represented, it doesn't feel like a unified front from anyone except maybe the white players to keep things played the quote-unquote white way, and maybe that's also the leadership and the people watching. But do you think part of the reason that maybe baseball is not on the forefront of taking a stand on social issues is because it's so divided in the many different causes and backgrounds represented?
Well, you know, I guess reflecting back on my career, I mean, you didn't necessarily see it as division as much as the diversity of it. I mean, the opportunity when you come into spring training is that you have people from many different walks of life, and somehow you have to coalesce to be a team and focus on this goal. And quite often, more often than not, a lot of preconceived notions or assumptions do shift or even melt off because you're in this intimate setting, you're in this close proximity day in, day out, and you start to focus on what this player means to your team as opposed to what color he is or where his home address or what state he's from or whatever. And that is the opportunity where baseball does have a very rich diversity. Now, it's not it's not sort of the activism around the NBA, which has certainly a different demographic. But even the NFL, who has a similar demographic, doesn't have the same culture around social justice. So what baseball has is this opportunity where people from many walks of life, internationally, different languages, all trying to come together, they have a chance to sort of celebrate that more. Players find ways to work together through a lot of differences, and I've seen it over many years of just, you know, playing myself, but also through covering the game. So, so those divisions, some of those are kind of structured by our ideological battles, whether the political landscape or out in the world. But when you get down to it, when you start thinking about what matters in the intimacy of a locker room, and when you're trying to win a ball game, it does change things about how you see those superficial conditions.
Yeah, it's interesting because, you know, you can view it in such opposition. In one way, it's divisive and it prevents there from being a unified front. And in other ways, because there is so much diversity, the presumption would be and the hope would be that it allows for this very strong and powerful diverse front to speak on any number of things. Do you agree with me, though, that it doesn't feel like baseball is often on the front of anything?
Well, that's the lost opportunity. Baseball has been more in a reactionary position And you go back to 1947 with Jackie Robinson breaking in. He did stay silent out of necessity for a few years, but then he vehemently started to speak on issues. And his whole post-career was revolving around not just injustice around, you know, baseball or sport, but throughout the country trying to fight for equality. That's the voice they need to tap now of Jackie Robinson challenging our society, getting laws passed, mm-hmm. working with, you know, figures to change policy. There's that whole other side of Robinson that gets a little bit lost behind, you know, the sort of the iconic moments in the beginning. You know, this is someone that fought vehemently. And so baseball has taken this neutral position often, say, well, I don't want to step on this. And when you start politicizing things because of that fear of backlash around race or things that people are experiencing that points to how, you know, being unfairly treated, then you start to just be creating lip service, right? There's a difference between standing for something and standing up for something. And baseball has to take this position that they're actually standing up. And that means taking on things that are uncomfortable, taking on things that go counter to the values you claim to have, and not just sitting back and waiting for the news cycle to go away and hope that people forget about it.
Doug Glanville with us here on Spain and Company on ESPN Radio. Do check out his story on theundefeated.com, The Comma Effect on Bias and Black Lives. You know, as we return to other sports or make our way towards a return for other sports, there's been a lot of conversation about what can be done to make sure this particular moment of conversation isn't lost to coverage of the sport, whether that's the NWSL that's already back and is wearing Black Lives Matter shirts and making videos discussing white privilege and other things, to the NBA that's considering having Black Lives Matter on the court and wearing the names of victims on their jerseys. We haven't heard anything, or at least I haven't, about baseball working to have conversations during their restart. Are we just too focused on negotiations and the details? Am I missing it, or have you heard anything from them on that?
Well, I think that speaks in line to what we were just talking about in the sort of reaction, kind of taking the temperature and then kind of moving forward. And as you mentioned, the constituency around baseball is a different demographic than the other sports you mentioned. And so they've generally been hesitant. And I know Theo Epstein, for example, in the Cubs, has really tried to move and motivate leadership at the general manager level to try to get them to engage more. And it's slow. And baseball has always been this U-turning ocean liner to try to figure out,
right,
okay, what do we do now? And part of it is what we love about baseball, right? The traditional, you know, the statistics, comparing eras. But in that slowness and that holding on to the old guard, it makes it out of touch at various times with the pulse of being responsive to what we're dealing with in today's climate. And this is not a time to be on that sideline. So I'm sure they're thinking about it and working on it. But, you know, as they continue to wait and try to figure it out, you know, people are going to raise these questions. And it's fair, because it's something that they should have long been prepared for. Because this was an inevitability, recognizing that we have so much disparity in our country.